The NDC parliamentary aspirant for La Dadekotopong Niamasana Mwali has called on Ghanaians to renew the mandate of President John Mahama. He said Ghana has witnessed an unprecedented infrastructural development under this NDC administration, and any attempt to change the government will derail the progress of the country. Mr. Namwale, who's also the sitting MP, said this when he launched his campaign for the 2016 election at La in Accra. Salifu Dabre has the details.
The enthusiastic supporters of the NDC within the constituency and sympathizers thronged the former La Market, where the launch took place amidst dancing and drumming. The whole area became electrified when Niamasa Namwale emerged from his vehicle and walked into the crowd who are waiting to listen to him. Mr. Namwale, who is vying for the third time as MP, asked the electorates to retain him and President Mahama by voting for them massively come December 7th to ensure continuity in changing lives and transforming Ghana. He said he has achieved 95% of his 2012 campaign promises. Mr. Namwale enumerated some projects he plans to undertake when elected again.
Microfinance for them, that I'll give them 10,000 Ghana cedis every year to enhance the microfinance that they're going to operate. I've done a pilot, about 3 groups, and I know it's working, and I'm going to use that model to do it. I'm going to give them the ambulance. There's no ambulance at the La General Hospital. I'm going to make sure that we get them an ambulance. We're going to make sure that we get all cheap compounds in all the electoral areas, and then we're going to build a clinic at Chad.
The MCE for La Dadekotopong, Odole Sowa, said Mr. Namwale has been tried and tested. She said the people of the constituency are not ready for any experiment by voting in a different person who is going to start from the scratch. Madam Sowa asked the teaming supporters not to vote skirt and blouse.
I want to advise them that the skirt and blouse is not the best for us, because this is a man for the people. It's a man who uses his common fund wisely. This is a man who goes to lobby for developmental projects for the people. Somebody will say, is it his personal money or his pocket money that he's using? But if you don't lobby for it, you will not get it.
A presidential staffer, Mrs. Helen Annan, appealed to the electorate not to make a mistake by changing the NDC for the MPP.
Salifu Dabre reporting.